The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be Maseches Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph. Today we're going to discuss a very yeshivisha Yishmak HaKira presented by the Chazon Ish. The Gemara tells us on the top of Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph, Omer Rav, Yehuda, Minayin LeBirkas HaMozoin LaAchareho Minatayro. What's the Mokka for benching? Shenemar V'Ochalto V'Savoto Uverachto. The Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim in Simen Chof Ches Oiz Dalid asked a fascinating HaKira. It says there's two actions. There's one action, excuse me, there's an achila, which leads to a svia, and the conclusion is berachto. The question is obviously you have to do a bracha, but what is the mechayiv of the bracha? Is the achila, vachalto, the ikar mechayiv of the bracha? Why did it say the savato? The savato is only a condition, a tanai in the achalto. It has to be an achila, that savato. Or is the ikar mitzvah benching on the svia, the savato, the feeling of the svia? As they clared the Chazon Ish in Simen Chof Ches. And he says this chakira a little bit differently. He says like this. He says that we know there's a din of a sheer ikal. We know that when someone eats bread, the benching can continue up until digestion is completed. That's called shir ikel, the amount of time it takes to digestion. After the shir ikel has been completed, which is approximately 72 minutes, according to most poskim, then you can not bench anymore. Within the shir ikel, you can bench. That's the halacha, gepaskin, and orachayim. So the Chazon Ish, what's the nature of this shir ikel? So the Chazon Ish is the pshat, like we said before, the ikar, when you bench, when you make a bracha achrona, an after bracha, quote-unquote, is it really thanking Hashem for the enjoyment of the maisa achila? And real theoretically, that's the main blessing. Just like lefanel, we had a bracha on achila, achrel is a bracha on achila. However, this bracha achrel could extend itself to a time period of 72 minutes, because after all, the shir eko continues for 72 minutes, and as shir ikol, until the food is digested, says the Chazon Ish, why the food is in my belly, it's ka'oichol b'kol shor. It's like the food I'm eating every moment, because since the food is in my belly, and it's being digested, it's ka'oichol b'kol shor, like you're eating every moment, every second, and therefore the maisa achila extends itself. And that's the logic behind the concept of the shir ikol. It's an extension of the achila. And that's the logic. When the achila ends, the extension of the achila ends, the shir ikol is complete, so it's inappropriate to say a bracha achrona. But if the shir ikol is not continuous, it finishes, so then you can't make a bracha. So that's one side to understand the concept of bracha achrona. Again, the ikar mitzvah, the ikar bracha is on the achila, the svia is only extension of the achila. Another side, we'll call it side B, says the Chazon Ish, that the main bracha achrona that you make on Brikas HaMazon is not on the achila, and the shir ikol is an extension of that achila, but rather no. The main bracha is on the svia, in the feeling of satiation. You're making a bracha thanking Hashem, I'm satiated, I feel satiated. Not the ma'isa achila is irrelevant. It's only a heksha to get to the svia, but the svia is the main, the feeling of sustainment is the main bracha you're making it on. And then the Chazon Ish wants to say in his side B. And he says, therefore, the shir ikol is a lot more understandable. The shir ikol, because how long are you satiated for? For a time period of 72 minutes. That's how long the person feels satiated. After 72 minutes, doesn't feel satiated anymore. So obviously, you can only make a bracha achrona, as long as a person feels satiated. Okay? So that's the famous chakira Chazon Ish. Again, the chakira is the, I'll say it in a yeshivish way, is the ikar bracha achrona on the maisa achila. This, that the satiation feeling, the shir ikol, is an extension of the achila. When that's gone, the achila has been lost. Or no, B, the main bracha on Birkas HaMazon is on the svia, and your svia lasts as long as there's not a completion of shir ikol. The Chazon Ish brings a raya for Sad A in the Chakira from the Shita of Beis Shammai. We know there's a machlokis. We'll learn Mitzvah Shem between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When someone wants to make a brocha achroina, a birkas hamazon on bread, does he have to go back to the original place in which he made his original bracha, his achila, or could he make benching where he is now? I mean, say he's in point A and he goes to point B, and does he have to go back to point A to bench if he began to eat in point A? So, with the machloikis, the shita of Beis Shammai is that you have to go back to point A, because you initially started to eat there. When you bench, you have to go back. And Beis Hillel says, no, benching, you could bench wherever you are, even not in the place where you originally began to eat. However, look at chila, we paskin that you should do like Beis Shammai, you should try to go back to the place, but nonetheless, the shita of the Beis Shammai is that you have to go back to the place where you started to eat. Queries the Chazon Ish that why, if the main point of the Brocha Achroina is on the satiation feeling, why should I have to go back to where I started to eat? Where I started to eat is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The main Brocha Achroina is on the satiation, the feeling of sustenance. So why should I have to go back to the place where I started to eat? Says the Chazon Ish, that's a raya, that the main Brocha a bit as a Muslim is on the sviya, on the feeling of, is on the achila, is on the achila. Because if I have to go back to the place I started to eat, we see the achila is an intrinsic part of the mechai of the bikas amazon. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, it's clear to him that the main bracha of bikas amazon is on the ma'is achila. How could you have extension of shir equal 72 minutes? That's because the food is in your stomach, it's not digested. It's like oichol bekol shor. As I look the Chazon Ish. Okay, if that's true, Says the Chazon Ish, we have a Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram asks an interesting question. He asks in Hilchis Boisim, when it talks about the brachas of making a bracha on Boisim, we know we make a bracha Rishoyna when we smell something. Why don't we make a bracha Achroyna when we smell something? Says the Morgan Avram, that the reason we don't make a bracha achroina when we smell something is because it's like eko. It's like the food has been nisako. It's like the food has been digested. It's like the food is gone. And according to what we're saying right now, since the bracha is on the maisa achila and the eko lets the maisa achila drag on, says the Mogen Rom, that's not relevant. That's not possible by bosim, by fragrance. When you smell it, it's like immediately equal. It's immediately gone. It's not placed in your digestive tract. It's not like you smell it every second. It's gone when you smell something. So therefore, that's the distinction between eating bread and smelling fragrance. Eating bread, the food, the maisa achila carries on for a while because it's in your stomach until it's digested 100%, until it's achol. So then it's like you're eating b'chol shor v'shor, but when you smell something, the second it's finished smelling, it's gone. Zei zokt the Chazon Ish. This is the Morgan Avram. Frek the Chazon Ish, the Gemara, and that we'll see later on, the Flamed Hayim Brochis, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin because hamozoin on mon. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was so happy in the Midbar that the Yidden got mon, so he made a bracha birkas hamazon. So we see the Yidden, says the Chazon Ish, made birkas hamazon on mon. Frek the Chazon Ish is a Gemara Yuma. The Gemara Yuma tells us that it's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that the mon was lechem abirim. The mon was lechem abirim. Very vague what that means. Says the Gemara in Yuma, lechem abirim means lechem shenivla be'evorim. It's food that becomes absorbed in your bones. Says the Chazon Ish, what happened over there by Mon? What's the explanation of the Gemara in Yuma? It seems to be that the Gemara learns that from the word lechem abirim, that when the Yidden ate the Mon, it was automatically absorbed into their body like vitamins, like an IV, and there was no digestion process at all. Says the Chazon Ish, we see by Mon, there was a bracha by Mon, even though there was no digestion. L'choira, says the Chazon Ish, Mon is exactly analogous to Bosim. They're exactly the same, because what's going on? When you smell Bosim, says the Morgan Avram, it's like Nis'acho Miyad. There's no digestion, it doesn't hang around, it's gone, it's finished. However, when you eat bread, it hangs around, there's digestion. That's the difference. Why is the bracha coined by bread? However, the man was l'choira, a type of bread that was had the same characteristics as bosom, because the bread by the man was a type of bread that became exactly nivlo beivorim. It left, it was gone, it was finished. Just like the bosom was 100% finished. And it's like ekel. And it's like it wasn't digested, it wasn't around. Says the Chazon Ish, he doesn't understand what's the difference between the Mogen Avram's bosom and man. So, mikoyach that, the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mogen Avram. So, I would like to propose a theory, not like the Chazon Ish, which is a beautiful theory, and I'd like to see what everyone here is out there agrees with my theory versus the Chazon Ish's theory. So, first of all, I want to ask a question I heard by a Goyen Olam. I heard that Rav Gedalia Nadal, Zatzal, one of the prime Talmidim of Chazon Ish, asked Abam Kasha on this Chazon Ish. It seems from the Chazon Ish that the man, the way the Chazon Ish learned the man, is that it was nivla beivorim, is that it was totally digested 100%, it was gone, it was out of their body, it was totally absorbed in a second. Now, we know that usually, and it's brought down in the halacha of digestion over there by equal, this should equal 72 minutes, that within 72 minutes you feel full. After 72 minutes, the full feeling goes away. Right? That's exactly shadowing what's going on chemically. The food is in the belly, you feel full. The food goes out of the belly into all the other cavities, and you feel hungry again. So you feel full within 72 minutes because the food's still around your belly. After 72 minutes, the food goes around and you get hungry again. That's basically what's going on biology-wise. Yeah, that seems to be from the Mishnah Berurah and the Halach of Eko and the concept of Eko. Fact, Rav Gedalia Nadal, that according to the Chazon Ish, that there was no digestion, it was Eko Miyad, it would come out, L'choira. It would come out that they were hungry all the years in the desert, because the food was 100% absorbed in their body right away. It wasn't lingering around their belly to make them feel full. There was no full feeling. The belly was empty. They should have felt hungry. Says Rav Gedalia Nadal, Efsher Kemizogin, he said, but there's Tzochos. Jokingly, says Rav Gedalia Nadal, Efsher, he said, it's very schwer. It says in Parshas B'Shalach that the man, V'yancho V'yari Vecho, says the man, that says in the Midbar, Hashem says that I afflicted you, V'yari Vecho, and I made you hungry. Frekt the Orchaim HaKadosh, what does it mean that you were hungry in the desert? We know there was man in the desert. We weren't hungry, we were full of man. Says the Orchaim HaKadosh, that is talking about the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim didn't get man, and since the Rishoyim didn't get man, they were hungry. Okay, that's what Orchaim says, but the question seems to be a strong question. Was the Yari Vecho, they had the man in the desert. So it could be Nochta Chazanish is very good, because since the man was Lechem Abirim, and it was absorbed by Evorim, so if that's true, it could be the Yari Vecho. They were always hungry, they ate man, it was a nice eating, cheap. They thought whatever they want, tasted the Gvaldik, but they didn't feel full because it was Lechem Abirim. They thought their very peculiar outcome to conclude in the Chazon Ish. Now, I want to propose that that can't be true. It's very hard for me to believe that in the desert that the Jews were starving, but yet healthy through the man. I'm more inclined to assume what happened with the man was they felt full, but this fullness wasn't the fullness we have when we have food in our belly. It was a fullness without food in the belly. I mean, it was another nace. It was they ate the man, they got the nutrients, and they felt full. And that feeling full, even though there's no food in the belly, they felt full anyway, which is a shtickel nace. That's what I want to propose, because it doesn't seem to me logically that that happened. Oh, if that's true, I want to propose the following thing. Chajinit had a chakira. At the beginning of the class, we said, what is the main bracha referring to? Is it on the achila, or is it on the feeling of satiation? So the Chazanish said it can't be on the feeling of satiation, because then there's no logical conclusion of that you should go back and to the place we start to eat, because we start to eat is irrelevant to the satiation. So the Chazanish has to do with the Maisa Achila, then it makes sense why you should go back to the original place. I fail to understand this proof. It doesn't make any logical sense to me, and I'll tell you why. Listen, this is a very deep question. Because if the bracha is on the Maisa Achila, on my physical act of eating, just like a bracha lefonel, why should I go to the place, the makom, where I initiated the Maisa Achila? What does the place have to do with anything? Maybe I should put on the same jacket. Maybe it should be the same time of day. maybe I should be in the same spirits when I had the Ma'isa Achila. Ma'isa Achila is a physical action with my mouth. Where it took place shouldn't be relevant to go back to the place if the bracha is in the Ma'isa Achila. Why should it be anymore? The Ma'isa Achila is done with my mouth. My mouth is in point B just as much as in point A. And it's irrelevant to me. I don't understand why you should have to go back. It's, I don't know why the Chazanish understands it better if it's the Ma'isa Achila go back. I think it's just as confusing why to go back if it's on the Sviya than the Achila. And I think the concept to go back is totally irrelevant to the Achila and the Sviya. I think it's just a din that you initiate your meal there. So therefore, just like Mokum Rina to eat Tefillah, where you daven, you should eat. So when you start to eat, you should go back there. But it's not because of the Ma'isa Achila, the Ma'isa Sviya, because I don't understand why that should be a determining factor more than the Achila. Second question, it bothers me, is that if you say the Bracha Achrona is on the Sviya, so now the setup of benching is beautiful. You make a Bracha Rishona on the eating. You make a Bracha Achrona on the Sviya. Beautiful. Two separate Brachas referring to two separate parts of the process. But if you say this Bracha Achrona is on the Achila, so it comes out you made two Brachas on the Achila. You made a Bracha Rishona on the Achila before. It made a bracha achrona on the achila afterwards, but it's both on the achila, so it's two for one. That's pamayim b'chol yoyim. L'choira, it's superfluous, you're doing the same thing twice. So I'm more inclined to say that the bracha is on the sviya, and therefore the raya l'chazanish nitkin raya, because who cares, he ate there. So what, his mouth is in point B, so why should his mouth used to be in point A, he should go back? Doesn't make sense to me. Therefore, I think the chazanish is incorrect in his assumption that it's dependent on the maisa achila, and therefore it's in the sviya. It makes more sense to me, two separate brachas for two different things. And if that's true, then the Morgan of Rum fits beautifully with the concept of Mon, because I disagree with the comment from Gedai and Nadal that maybe they were hungry according to the Chazanish, because that doesn't make sense. If they weren't hungry, come on, tell our children that they were hungry in the desert. I don't think that's correct. I think they felt full, but it was a miracle they felt full, but there was a full feeling. And if it's true they had a full feeling in the desert, they felt satiated, so then it's different than bosem. Because bosem, there's nothing lingering on after you smell it. It's gone. It's 100% finished. Masha'en came by the man. There was a hargosha of sviya. There was a feeling of sustenance. The bosem, there was no feeling at all. You felt that it was gone. There was nothing lingering on. Unless you sprayed a cologne and it stuck to your body. But besides, if it was just a fragrance from a leaf, it was totally puff the magic, dry and gone. And therefore, I think it's distinguishable between the mon, because the mon, you were full. And the bracha is on the fullness, not on the eating. And therefore, the Morgan Rum fits beautifully with the concept of mon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.